bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talkin' Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy, and I just destroyed Rob and Randy at bowling at OK Beer Company at West Main Lanes in Honeoy Falls, New York. Okay, that name is a little long, I think.
Also, that's not accurate. Didn't Randy win?
I don't know. I just wrote this a minute ago.
Okay.
I don't pay attention, but yeah, I did win.
And I took second.
So, yeah, we went to this place, and so the name at West Main Lanes, it must have used to have been a functioning bowling alley, and then I believe we were excited about it when they opened because they put their brewery into the old working bowling alley. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So during COVID, I remember just reading articles like through the DNC about this couple that bought this old bowling alley. They were going to turn into a brewery. And I just kept reading these like update articles. I'm like, I can't wait to get there as soon as they open. And then I just forgot about it.
Year and a half.
Years. I mean, for me, it was many years because this is like 4 years ago. Yeah. But yeah, essentially they just bought this old vintage bowling alley, refurbished it, put a brewery in there. And yeah, we finally got out there.
I was going to read this later, but it says on the website, a brewery built within the four walls of an active bowling alley, located 25 minutes south of Rochester in the village of Honeoy Falls, New York. 8 house-made beers, craft cocktails, and local wine. 16 lanes of bowling, indoor and outdoor dining. Boom.
Accurate.
So we went with a big group of people, including our first guest in like 2 years, because we haven't had a episode in like 2 years. Woo! Great audio.
No one told me we were going to drum on the table.
Well, last episode we talked about Rob's drum set, so that's maybe right. We can fit that in.
Can we record a drum roll, Rob? Like a couple hits.
Do you want me to get the kit up here? It'll take at least 20 minutes to set up.
Yeah, we got time.
All right. Well, listen, we've got one of our seldom time listener, Lauren's husband, Nick. He's a Giants fan, a glass maker, a wing enthusiast. He happened to be out eating wings with us, and we tossed out the invite, and he said, "Yes, welcome, Nick."
Welcome, guys.
Now, Nick.
Randy, okay, we're back to the drumming. We're going to stop that, I think, now.
So, Nick, you're a podcast listener. You did your homework. You went back and listened to an episode of ours. What episode? Just the most recent one?
Just the most recent one.
So you're familiar that we're going after wings now.
Absolutely.
This place was not really on our list, but we happened to all the three main podcast hosts be there on the same day because we went with a big group of friends kind of right before school was getting kicked back into gear for us. And you were there. So we figured we extend the olive branch, and you had nothing better to do, did you?
That's right. Nothing better to do on a Friday night.
So Nick, as a recent listener to the pod, what are your thoughts? Do you have any feedback, any ideas, any questions?
Now that you got to sit through the 35-minute mic testing process that we do every
clearly,
time.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on every time. It's like the first time.
Yeah, so it was a crash course today. I had to and from work, you know, listening to the most recent episode. And, you know, the only feedback that I had is, you know, knowing Rob and, you know, some of his stories, at one point in time in the most recent episode, I just hear things fade out during one of Rob's gym stories. Then all of a sudden it cuts in partway through. And I'm just thinking, man, Rob must have told a really long one this time. Went on a ramble.
Rob was telling a gym story?
Just left hanging. Like, what happened at the gym?
Well, we're going to let the listeners behind the curtain here a little bit. Randy.
I knew I was going to get blamed for this.
No. You're not being blamed. You tell everyone what happened.
Laurel, we're not blaming Randy. We're not making fun of Randy yet.
Randy,
the bullying. This is a very quick bullying.
Great. See, this is the problem with bullying. People throw that term around when it's not bullying. When we're recording, at least once an episode, something goes wrong. It's not Randy's fault. It's just because we have random equipment all hooked up together. And as you heard earlier, Nick, we can barely get it to work. So like every once in a while, Randy just puts his hand up and is like, stop.
It stopped recording 1 minute ago.
I will say that I know what you're talking about, I'm pretty sure. And I didn't want to cut anything out. But if I had to cut something out,
not upset.
It was
about
a good choice.
I'm offended. My gym stories
sure,
are the
there
best
will
stories.
Be another one this episode. So I don't think we missed anything.
Yeah, maybe.
And then Randy will re-listen to what Rob said and be like, pick it up after the jerk left his towel on the bench. And Rob was like, yeah, and he left his towel on the bench. And I didn't really do anything about it, but I thought about confronting him.
It's tough to build that energy up again when you're in the middle. You're in the middle of the story, and you're like, it's tough.
Oh, it's too good.
Well, we appreciate you being here, Nick, and we appreciate your honest feedback. We're going to definitely be much better at recording things. One thing that you brought to the pod that is a new feature is you brought some beers for us to sample. Would you mind telling us about what you brought?
Yeah. So I grew up in a small town near Aurora, and I brought up one of the Aurora Brewing Companies. It's in about 5 minutes away from where I grew up. There's not really a lot out there other than farms. So, it's one random brewery that we have down there. So I figured, when I stopped by Wegmans looking at craft packs, I saw this and said, what a great addition to bring to the podcast.
So we'll test it out. And at the end of the app, as part of our peeves and plugs, we'll choose to peeve it or plug it and basically tell what we thought.
Do you think it's a bad idea to just try it now and say what we think?
I'll say this. They were both IPAs, which I am not traditionally a fan of, but guys, I know I'm about 7 years late. I think I'm starting to sort of like IPAs, which is really weird.
Just as they're on their way out.
I feel like they've been on their way out for like a solid 5 years, like slow roll. But I kind of like it. It's pretty good. I kind of like the less, I like the fruitier ones and the less harsh, what's the hoppy word, the taste word I'm looking for? It's
terpenes.
Hoppy, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, hoppy, yeah. I think terpenes.
It might be terpenes.
I've never heard that word before.
I'm not surprised. Terpenes.
It sounds like oil.
It's a real word.
Turpentine.
No, terpenes is like where you get that bitter, like hoppy flavor. But I would agree that I like the hazier, mellower ones. Like the West Coast IPAs are a little harsher, a little bit more like piney kind of. I don't really like those. I like these New England ones. And this one that you brought called In the Green Room, It's a really mellow, good, smooth IPA. I like it.
Thank you, Nick. I actually really like it too.
Yeah, I'm typically a little bit more of a hazy IPA person, but this one I picked it up just random because it was one of the few that was at the store, and yeah, I think it's pretty good.
It's cool to have like a connection to somebody who owns a brewery. Like we don't really. I feel like I know like 20 people who know somebody who's connected to Rising Storm, but like. And they went to
high school with the guys who run Froth Brewing, but we weren't like friends or anything.
Yeah.
Played football with one of them.
Yeah. So that's really cool that you like have a connection, like a local connection to this brewery. So that's cool.
Kind of reminds me of the place we went. Kind of a small town, local brewery. It was fun. But before we jump right in, we got to do our catch up for the week.
Who's
ready?
We do.
Anyone ready? I'm ready. I got
go
my notes.
Go for it.
This is why I suggest we put the notes on the paper, guys.
I have my notes on the notes app on my phone, okay, so we're pretty good.
I had my brother's golf tournament this past weekend, our annual event, the Korean Invitational, and I won. I won the event.
Yes!
Really?
Former That's guest awesome. Pete and I won, and this was a back-to-back championship for me last year. I won the individual round, so I get the family green jacket and trophy for a year. Actually gave the trophy to Pete for 6 months, and then I'm going to get it back, get it engraved, and bring it back for next year. So very exciting. It's my fourth victory in the 11 years of the event, so that puts me atop the leaderboard for wins.
So you guys don't use handicaps?
We do.
Okay.
We have like it's all based on your performance only at the event in
okay.
the past. So actually, my brothers and I have been playing for 11 years, so we only account for your two best scores. So it's based. It's not like a true handicap. We just base your two best round average. So I have to play up to an 89, which is like really good for me. But it's just situational. You just have to win a certain amount of holes against each other and stuff, and you get points for each hole.
And it's based on the one time you play a year in the brothers
yeah.
tournament. That's
so it awesome. Might be your worst round or it might be your best round. Yeah. And then, but then we just save your two best rounds, which seems hard to live up to, but each of us is all, we're all doing that. So we all have at least two really good
scores.
Is
that for guests as well? So for Pete, like his best
round
there?
His was based on his one previous round where he played And Pete has improved a lot, and it helped me a ton.
I've played pretty poorly in that course, so hey, just saying. Well, but guess what?
I've also seen you play.
I'm also still playing really poorly, so.
Is it the same course every year?
Yeah, so my brother has a place down in Ellicottville that we stay at, and so we play the same course, and we have the same format. It's great. It's just like we play 3 years with a friend, then we do a scramble, you invite all the friends back, and then you have an individual round the next year, so. It's very fun. Can't believe I won. It was great. The other... I thought this was funny. I'm going to tell this story. I don't know if you guys would think this is funny. This could bomb, but I was at a gas station the other night, and I'm a tall man. I'm a large man. I look like an offensive lineman, if you've, you know, are familiar with football, to our 8 listeners. Yes, you all are. I know you all. I was walking down an aisle, and this lady, she was just kind of like, stressed out work lady. She seemed just a little crazy. We came around the corner at the same time, and she looked at me and looked up, and she goes, "Jeez!" and just turned and budged me and checked out and never said another word to me. It was so funny.
Like, she was so, like, shocked by your height and size.
It was, like, something
that,
from
like...
Superbad. Yeah. I, like, scared her because I'm just tall. And, like, she looked over and was like, "Jeez!" It was so funny.
You just scared Nick with the story.
It was out of nowhere. It was the craziest thing to say to someone and not apologize or anything.
My God.
Just turn around, pay your bill, and leave. I was like, what just happened?
People are crazy.
People
are so crazy. Like, I'm encountering crazier people. Yes. Like at the gym. Hold on. Let's get into a gym story right now.
Randy, get the button ready.
I knew that was going to be a good story because Andy prefaced it with, "I don't know if this is going to be good." And you never do that. I'm like, "Oh, this is going to be good."
It was awesome.
And I'm like, I think I got tears coming out of this. Just picturing it.
I was like, this lady's going to turn around and be like, "I'm so sorry. You frightened me." And she just like walked away. It was so funny.
Like you were in the wrong by just
existing. Did
you
say anything to her?
I didn't. I was ready to be like, "Well, that was not a nice thing." I was going to say like something like, "Well, that's an interesting thing to say to someone," because she wasn't saying anything. It was just wild. It was so funny. And what she said, it was like from a sitcom. Jeez, it was so funny.
Oh my God.
I haven't even told my wife that story yet. I forgot to tell her.
You should make her listen to the podcast.
Yeah, good
to
story.
Get another listener.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right. She'll definitely hear it.
Oh my God.
Maybe Lauren will tell her the story.
Yeah, Lauren listens.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So yeah, that's my catch up. That made me die laughing in my car on the ride home. It was so funny. I was like, what a crazy lady.
I've got maybe the briefest catch up.
Oh.
And also a new segment.
I am totally timing this. Go ahead, Rob.
Ready?
Start.
My new segment's called Rob Things. And
you steal stuff?
I'm into weird things, as you all know. I've got my own little weird Rob thing. So okay, this might be long.
Jeez.
So did I ever share the story about how I confronted my former barber?
So when Rob says, "Did I ever share the story?" you definitely say yes. No
I
matter
shared
what.
It with, I shared it with my friends.
I was there. It was not a confrontation. It was a catching up.
You might call it a catch up. You might call it a pleasant conversation with somebody you haven't seen in a while. Basically, long story short, pandemic hit. And I remember getting my hair cut the week of the pandemic shutting down from my amazing barber named Joy. She's great. And then the pandemic hit. So I bought a set of clippers, started buzzing my hair for like 2 years. And so I didn't go to the barber anymore. Then one of our good friends, Jeff, another amazing barber, became a barber. And so I started going to him. And he and Herb were neighbors and happened to also be friends. So they know each other. We're all good. So I see Joy at this party. She and her husband are dressed up as Wayne and Garth in a killer. It was a Halloween party.
Okay,
to be clear, Halloween party, but an amazing, amazing outfit. And I go, I tell these guys, I'm like, I got to confront her.
He kept using the term confront, and we were all like, don't confront someone at our friend's party.
And I'm like, I'm going to confront her. And it turned out to be like a tearful, joyful reunion. But anyways,
I got to pause.
There's nothing to confront.
You're making the story longer than it needs to be.
That's fine. You're telling a story from last Halloween, or is this a Halloween?
No, it's two Halloweens ago, I think, actually.
Okay, just checking.
Well, technically, it's only 3 episodes ago.
Okay.
Listen.
That's true.
Don't interrupt, Rob. Thanks. Okay. So, this will probably be cut right about now. Anyways, long story short, Joy knows, like, my weird interests and stuff, and she's like, hey, like, you should buy a straight razor. Like, I think you dig that, you know, you're into like kitchen knives and sharpening stuff and like just stupid crap.
I can't believe you stopped going to her.
I'm going back to Joy. Don't tell Jeff. So I ended up going on Facebook Marketplace, finding somebody who was selling actually a bunch of like old fashioned, like antique straight razors, bought one.
He appeals to the crowd as if we're all like, yeah, great. Yeah.
As you all are probably into this. And so, bought the straight razor, had to buy some like crazy sharpening stones to get them sharp enough. Got this thing razor sharp, started using it, started like cutting my neck up like a maniac because it's really hard to do properly. Took the time, bought a strop, figured out how to do it properly. And I've been doing that for the past couple of years. I ran out of time recently and I started using a regular old safety razor that you get from frickin' Costco for like 8 cents. It just does a better job and it's so much easier and it takes no time or effort at all. I think I'm going back to the plastic razor, guys.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is a crazy story, right?
I got 3 minutes. Now, do you guys ever hear the theory of the...
No, hold on. It says 259, to be very clear. It's under 3 minutes.
The Indiana Jones theory from the first movie, where if you go through the whole movie, at the very end, whatever happens, it was useless. Like, he didn't affect at all the movie at all. Like, yes, you didn't even have to watch the movie. Yeah.
Rob tried something.
Can we go around and try to summarize Rob's story, like, in, like... 2 seconds.
He tried a razor and didn't use it.
I'm going to say Rob shaves.
What? Hold on. Laurel, are you listening to this? I'm getting made fun of now. She's supposed to be like Randy's thing.
She said to stand up for myself, and I'm trying right now.
The whole thing, I dated this girl in college. Her weird dad had... Like, every time I went to their house, there's
like
this,
start the timer back
it's like
up.
A Russian nesting doll no. story. Did I just open
it? Every time I went to like her bathroom, there's this leather strap hanging from the wall. And I'm like, this guy uses a straight razor.
So is he saying strap or strop?
It's strop. STROP.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I was going to ask what a strap is earlier, but I just...
So when you, like, okay, this doesn't count towards the time. If you go into like an old timey barbershop, there's like that piece of leather hanging straight down and they like do like the swipes on it. You use it to strop, a razor.
Sharpen.
Essentially kind of hone it. It's different than sharpening, but I use a strop for my kitchen knives as well. So like, kind of like when you use a sharpening steel, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like the rod, it's not actually sharpening your knife, but it's like straightening the edge. That's what this is. And so anyways, long story short, time I went to her house.
Saying long story short, it's just a story.
It's a medium-sized story being told in a medium way.
Long story medium.
Long story. So every time I went to this girl's house, I would like look everywhere in the bathroom to try to find this razor because I was going to definitely just try to use it. And he must have... Maybe he knew I was going to do that. I could never find it.
He could spot a knife hound of mine.
Like, this guy's an idiot. He's going to like cut his throat in my bathroom using my razor. And so, anyways, if anyone wants to buy a straight razor, I got one for sale.
It's a story about razor safety. Just keep them hidden.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was quick. Thank you, Randy. Anything to catch
up
on?
There is no way in hell I'm following that. Nick? No, anything to catch up on?
Hold on. You have to share.
I'll come back after Nick. I can't follow that. Go ahead, Nick.
What's going on? What's new?
All right. I will follow up. I do have a story. I'll let Nick think.
We just share what's going on
Nick,
in our personal
lives.
Nick,
I thought you listened to a lot of these episodes.
Nick listened to one episode.
So I'm going to follow Andy's story. I was definitely not going to tell this. I don't also think this is probably going to be funny,
I'm interested.
It's embarrassing, I guess.
Okay.
Drove to work 2 days ago, I think, and it's a 2 lanes, so we're both driving next to each other. Because I already told this to Laurel, and I screwed it up, so I'm going to say it's 2 lanes.
A road.
What is the 2 lanes?
It's a 4-lane road.
Oh, okay.
But there's 2 lanes going in the same direction. I'm in the left
as
lane.
As a road will do.
Behind a garbage truck. And we're coming up to the light, and I'm like, oh, I probably get around this garbage truck. So I go in the right lane, I speed up, go around the garbage truck, get in front of it. Now, there was plenty of room when I got in front of the garbage truck. In my opinion, in the garbage truck's opinion, there was zero room. He laid on his horn, and he did not let off. And then there's a
left... cut off a garbage truck.
There's a left-hand turning lane, and he gets into the left-hand turning lane because he's like, well, I'm not going to be able to stop before you, so I'm going to have to go into the third lane. He gets up next to me, and he starts screaming at me through the garbage truck. But he's in his seat, so there's like me, his passenger seat, and him.
20 feet.
Right.
Height and,
glass.
No, no glass because it's a garbage truck.
Hold on. Are your windows down?
My glass. Yeah, I guess so.
You put your window down?
No, cruising. He didn't have glass. I had glass. You're right. So my window was up.
Okay.
There's no way I'm putting it down because he's screaming at me through it. Like, I can kind of hear the swear words. I can hear him yelling. And I just look at him and I turn and I just was, what did I do? I
went. Did you shrug? So for our listeners, Randy flailed his arms quickly back and forth.
While shrugging, sort of.
While shrugging. It's hard to describe.
I definitely gave him a mean look. And I turned back around because our light is red right now, so we can't go.
Yeah.
I turned back around. I'm like, all right, whatever. This guy's going to stop. And I could just still hear him screaming. And I look back and he's still screaming at me and pointing. And so I give him like a mean look. I'm like, looking at him like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't know. I didn't cut you off.
I wish the listeners could see Randy's face.
You clearly stopped in time. And then I turned back around. I'm not exaggerating this. I turned back around.
Nick has already forgotten what we're doing again.
And he's
Nick is a podcast.
He's still screaming at me. Like, then I turn around and he's like almost climbing over his seat.
I think I know where this is going.
No, no, this is it. He would not stop screaming at me. Like, and I'm trying to think, what is he yelling at me?
I know what he's yelling.
What is he yelling?
You're in like the wrong lane, like you're going to go into oncoming traffic or something.
No, no, no.
Oh.
He was so angry.
Oh, he's just really mad.
Yeah. And so I go to him, I go, chill, chill. But I don't say that. Like, I do the motion.
Randy's putting his hands down as if to get somebody to chill.
That didn't work at all. And I'm going to say however long that light took, he never stopped screaming at me. The light turns green. I drive. I'm like, oh, he's in the left turn lane. He's turned left. Nope.
He tried to cut you off. He goes
right back into the lane behind me. And he
turns
follows
the
me.
Truck around, picks your car up and puts it into the garbage truck.
Oh, no!
And then a shredder hand came out of the back.
For all our Ninja Turtle fans.
He followed me, I'd say about two blocks, and I'm like, well, I was driving to work. And I'm like,
in a
I don't
full
think
it, garbage truck?
Oh, yes.
Which company? Is this Waste Management?
Probably.
No, I don't know, man. That's a pretty big company to have somebody acting that crazy.
I'm not getting across to you guys how crazy this was.
No, I think you are.
Hey, just remember, everyone's fighting their own battles. Right?
That's a good. That's what Laurel said. He was going through something.
Oh, clearly this guy is a problem.
So I made a left, and he's like behind me, and then another car came in between us, and I realized my coworker was next to me the whole time. Shout out to Jen. I don't think she'll care. I say her name.
Wait, which Jen?
No, you don't know her. And I was
Jen, like, we don't know you, but you know.
And I'm like, oh, if she gets out of her car and she starts yelling at me too, because she's like, you cut off the garbage truck. She didn't see anything. He ends up driving away. That was it. That's it.
I think that
I
that's
love that she was there.
I think that's ridiculous. If you're a garbage truck, no one wants to be behind you. You should be used to getting cut off all the time.
Whoa,
you like
I did
stinky
not,
garbage
I'm gonna be
flowing
honest,
behind you.
I did not cut him off.
I think he might disagree.
There was at least a car length between me and him when I pulled over to the left.
You got to be chill if you're a garbage.
If you're driving any big rig, it's part of the game.
I also was maybe cut him off. I don't want to take away from that.
All right, so Nick, you know the format. Tell a story that should take about a minute. Make it last 4 minutes. We'll interrupt a ton and complain about
something
it.
Something super embarrassing.
I actually have a garbage truck story about how I almost got into a giant
ooh, and we'll tell
turf
that
battle
one next.
Okay,
episode.
You know what? Garbage stories continued in the next episode. I'll share.
We are next our time. Podcast is called Talking Trash.
That's it true. Is. I've got a trash story. Listen next episode.
All right, later. Nick, you're up.
Well, I'll segue us into the wings. So it's all over my backstory.
We try to avoid talking about food as much as possible.
You're also hired.
So, as I mentioned, I grew up in a small town. The only restaurant in town was a pizza place that also did wings. So whenever we go out, you know, with family dinner, you know, Wings was one of the staples that we'd have on a regular basis. That sort of carried over. I went to a small college town, same thing, pretty much pizza joints with wings. So it's just been one of those things that ever since growing up, I've had chicken wings on a very regular basis. So
this guy's a pro. He puts his wings tree right in. We didn't even ask.
He really is. Now, what is your like favorite style of wing?
Yeah, so I took notes after last episode. So I'm going to even it up here. I'm a drum guy.
Okay.
So we're 2-2 now.
I feel seen.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm really more of a, like a sweet and spicy sauced wing, but also like to try anything that's known at the place, right? Yeah. So you definitely have to try whatever their staple is.
But so, Nick, if we... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, that's kind of like what we're trying to do. We're going to get a buffalo and then whatever their signature is and then... something else that's weird on the menu because each of us will order something.
Nick, if we asked you where was your go-to place for wings before podcast?
So right now I'd have to say favorite is Bar Bill.
Okay. So it's on our list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been to all three locations. Obviously East Aurora, the original is probably the favorite, but I'd say they've done a pretty good job of with Clarence and here in Penfield. You know, carrying that over, that they're still, you know,
I agree. I've heard a lot of people say, like, oh, it's, you know, they're not nearly as good. I'm like, ah, they're pretty close. They taste just the same to me.
Duff's was like that, too. Like, people like the Buffalo Duff's were better than, I thought the Rochester one was pretty much the same thing. Like, I don't know.
I just like being at the East Aurora Barville or being at the Duff's that I went to when I was younger. Yeah, that's funny. What about... there's the pizza place you live out, like, east near, you know, past Penfield. What's the pizza place you guys go to? Do they make any good wings? We're probably not going to get out to...
So I actually had them tonight.
Right
before the podcast.
Had wings.
Yeah, so I eat it a fair amount. It's about once a week, at least. So, I like it. Good. Yeah, that's
join
that's
our
a
golf
staple.
League.
But their wings are pretty good. You know, they have a really good sweet and spicy... And then, you know, sometimes you just crave a certain thing. So I've been also doing half with Boom Boom sauce as well, too. And those are, you know, sometimes they just hit the right spot. So
that's my favorite sauce.
Randy, one spot, like a gallon of Boom Boom sauce.
That so, seemed like more
yeah,
than
that was
gallon.
Episode 32, I think I told
you.
It was a lot.
So I've tried to find it, and so far I can only find it in gallon jugs on Amazon.
Yep. Are you talking about Ken's Boom Boom?
Yes.
We'll talk after the pod. I got you.
Randy still got some, like, in a cryo fridge somewhere.
You might still remember the misinformation shared at Bill Gray's that they were getting rid of it or something, right? Or that it was going to be, like, no longer sold.
We had breaking news, and it buried our podcast.
So I went to Irish Mafia, and the guy's like, I'll sell you a tub for $15. And then I think I gave half of it to the singers. I think that
was
Silky Chris.
Silky Chris and Dad himself, But, okay.
All right, well, that's a great segue. We should maybe get back to the point of the podcast instead of ranting and raving like we like to. Jeez. So we're going to talk about OK Beer, and we went with a big group of people. There was probably like 8 kids or 6 kids and 8 or 10 adults, you know, and we went bowling. And when we talked about the last wing place, we talked about the place and the other foods first, and we ended with the wing. So OK Beer is kind of interesting because it is a bowling alley, and it's like kind of an OG bowling alley. It's very vintage. They rent by the hour, and it doesn't really matter who's playing. So it's probably, in my opinion, having 6-year-olds at my house or 7-year-olds, it's much more affordable to bowl there than at like AMF. Because you go there, you end up spending like over $150 just like to bowl and get a pizza. And at this place, it's $40 to bowl for an hour and you get shoes. And then, I don't know, it seems much more cost effective. And then they have craft beers, they have good drinks. I think the quality of the food in general is very high. And I'll talk a little bit about that when we talk about a certain of the wings. But we tried a bunch of food, and I think the food overall is great there.
I totally agree. I was incredibly impressed by the food at this place. The beer was good, and we'll get more into that, I'm sure, as we go. But the place in general was so cool because It was a vintage bowling alley.
Was this your first time?
Yeah, this is okay. My first time. And so, again, like I had read about it years ago, and like as I was reading about it, I'm like, this sounds like a really cool place. And then I just never, because it is a little bit of a drive. Like, yeah. You know, they say 25 minutes. It's probably more like 30, 35 based on where you're coming from. And it had this vintage vibe. They basically took a very old bowling alley, brought it up so that it was like in mint condition, but didn't do so. Sometimes when they like, they'll like,
you they know, left all the weird orange colors the 70s.
If I were to like, if you know, 8-year-old Rob from like 30 something years ago walked into this bowling alley, I wouldn't have been confused. I would have just, it would have been, this like was perfectly restored in perfect shape. They did do some upgrades outside, but really it was like, it felt like it would have looked like years ago.
So old that there was a guy fixing the lane next to us for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like that's how old this stuff is.
I got a couple of pictures if our Instagram was working. He looked like he fell asleep while
the Instagram is not working. No, it probably won't be for a while.
It just had such a cool, like, I just had such nostalgia there. It just felt like all of my best memories from childhood. I really, really like that place.
Any other atmosphere thoughts, gentlemen?
Well, I think, you know, you sort of said it, Rob, right? It's pulling on the sort of people of our age with kids on the nostalgia of like the bowling alley that you went to as a kid. But then also, I think one of the great parts was it had a big outdoor seating area as well, mm-hmm. too. And, you know, sometimes you have the activities with the bowling with kids, but then you can also go out, get some food and a beer and go have the kids just run around and burn off some steam as well, too. So it was a really great family atmosphere.
Yeah, I went maybe a year or two earlier. When I was camping with our friend Matt and from
not
college.
Friend of the pod.
I'm sure he would be friendly with the pod. He's just not a big pod guy.
But he's our friend.
I'll give you that, yes. So we went and I just got like a burger and fries. Their fries are great. The burger was awesome. And we just sat outside after we bowled. Same thing. Sometimes your kids get so riled up and then when you sit to eat, like they can't sit still. So the fact that they can just roam. And it was a beautiful sunny day. And we were all just like, at least the teachers in the group were just kind of like making Sunday last as long as we could. We even went to the ice cream place, Dipper Dan's, right next door.
Which is like another very vintage. Yeah. Like if you'd gone, it was like two very vintagey places right next to each other.
And Honeyberry Falls is back.
I think it's back.
There, I said it.
We called it on the pod.
Yeah. Randy, any thoughts about just kind of overall vibes, your thoughts on bowling and hanging?
I thought that the crew was awesome. Like, I had a blast with everybody. So I appreciate the invite. It was so much fun. Bowling was great. Food was great, like you guys said. I think you said, Andy, we've looked into bowling lately at, like, AMF, and it's just insanely expensive. Yeah. So out there is great.
I don't want to bowl more than an hour. No. Like, it's not fun for me. I stink at bowling. And bowling but it's like should, fun to do it twice.
And it should be one of those cheaper things, I feel like. Like, so this was great to be able to pay that amount and not really.
And I thought the food that we had in general was great. My family purchased a couple kids' meals, which my children love. They make a good hot dog. I think your kids got chicken tenders, Nick, and those were really good.
I think
good.
We're going to talk about this later because that might have been, or now, it was one of the greatest chicken tenders I've had in my life.
It was like a leftover, there's this two-hour podcast.
Andy, like, passed me this cold chicken tender from a kid's plate that had been there for like an hour. I'm like, this is incredible. Like, this was so good. It was I would order that.
I let Rod hop in on the dad garbage disposal line that Nick and I were a part of. It's like when your kids just don't finish everything.
It was so good.
But it is shocking when it's like, you know, a grilled cheese bite is always good or whatever you get from a kid or a chicken tender. This was like, they're like handmade. So they're making a lot of really good stuff there. The burger was awesome. I love their French fries. They're like seasoned with almost like a barbecue rub. And then they come with like a fry sauce, which actually came with one of the wings later. We'll talk about.
Well, and the rub was one of the rubs. We got on the wings, too. Yeah,
it's so good. Maybe it plays better on fries instead of wings. I don't know. We'll talk about it later. And we also got a gigantic pile of nachos. It was like $15, and it was huge. We shared it with, like, everybody. They were really good. Any other highlights of the menu anyone had?
The look on Randy's face is
I don't remember those
look
nachos,
of just, like, deep thought.
You were kind of on the other end of the table,
too. Oh, okay, yeah. was on the party end.
Do we want to? I mean, I just had their cream ale because it was simple and easy, and I thought that was really good.
What I thought was cool was, and I wish it was closer to here, because how far is it?
It's not that bad. It's probably like 30 minutes.
It is about 25, 30 minutes.
We should note, we did stop at Rising Storm, the original, on the way, because it was just beautiful out. So we sat outside and had a drink, and our kids ran around. It was super fun.
But it's like, I guess to explain it, is there's a bowling alley, but when you walk in on the right, it's the brewery pretty much almost.
Yeah, it's so like a bar with a lot
of
seating.
It's like what the bar was at the original.
So it's almost a separation enough where if you just want to go drink, you could go drink, or you just want to bowl, you could go bowl. Like, I liked how they did that.
Kind of like L&M Lanes. L&M Lanes is a bar and a bowling alley. This kind of has that separation as well.
What place wouldn't have that? Are there places where the bar is on the bowling lane? What are you guys talking
what
about?
What I was talking about was, what's the super...
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
What's a super pricey place down on, like, University, Comedy at the Carlson?
Fake Lucky Strike type place?
Oh,
Radio Social.
Yes, Radio Social. I feel like this... I would
they
much
also
rather...
do have a separate bar at Radio Social.
And also cool.
And another separate bar.
We're not hating
They have actually two separate bars at Radio Social.
Maybe they got some good wings, too. But I would...
Actually, I've had wings there.
Are they good?
With friend of ours, John.
Okay. They're... All right, we're going to try every wing there is in Monroe County.
Don't worry, I also got three more places tonight.
Also, OK Beer was nowhere near our list. We just happened to all be there.
Okay.
All right, should we talk about wings?
Or do Let's you want, get do you into it.
Food?
No other food.
All right.
Okay. So we ended up getting four different flavors of wings. We got the medium. No, we got the hot. We got the medium. We got the hot, the dry rub, and the garlic cotija. So, you know, the dry rub was the dry rub that Andy was kind of referencing, that was the seasoning that they had on the fries. The garlic cotija was just like a, you know, like a, almost like a garlic parm, but with a slightly different cheese. And then hot and medium were as you would, you know, have them, normal wings. So what were your thoughts, guys?
What do you want to start with? Pick one.
Let's start with the dry rub. I think that was probably the most interesting.
My favorite of the bunch.
Yeah.
I thought because you get the crispy cook, I didn't think all of their wings held up to sauce great. And I don't know if it was because they were doing a lot of business or because they kind of sat there for a while or we were outside. I don't know what it was. But the dry rubs were like basically, you know, dry. They were just crispy chicken wings. I like the seasoning, as I mentioned before. It's kind of a sweeter, almost a barbecue rub. There's some probably brown sugar in there. And maybe the star of them was that it came with the fry sauce, too.
I'd say not maybe. I'd say definitely.
Yeah.
That sauce was so good.
And it's like, I don't even know what the fry sauce is like. It's almost like a version of honey mustard. It's like a honey sauce. It's not honey mustard, but it's like honey with maybe a bunch of that dry rub in it or something. And it's a sweet sauce. So that kind of is my style. When I like a specialty wing, I like a sweeter version, kind of like what Nick was saying maybe way at the beginning. It's not dislike the wing we had at Sager that was just cooked dry and came with their gold sauce because they didn't want it to sog up. That was my favorite of the bunch. Anyone else? Nick, what'd you think of the dry rub with comeback?
I thought the crispiness of the wing was really good. Like, you know, you saw it in like their chicken tenders and everything else. I think they put a lot of time and effort into their fryers, and you could tell that with like the wings and the crispiness. I thought the dry rub was pretty good. I could have used a little bit more spice with it, but you know, this just comes down to personal preference when it comes to it. But I definitely think the big difference is just that as a dry wing was maybe a little bit sort of average, but when you put the sauce on it is where it really made a difference. So
they do. It is listed on there that it comes with that sauce, so it's meant to be served with it too. It wasn't like we all stumbled into it as an accident.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend if you're going there is, you know, you maybe try one as a dry one, but really put the sauce on it. That makes it significantly better.
I totally agree. Now, when we look at the wings themselves, like they were pretty big, right? They're like honking, like, you know,
they're
like
good size.
The really, really big wings. And so sometimes I was just talking to somebody recently about wings, and they were talking about how they don't like the really big ones. They're like, I don't want something that's like on like crazy. And I'm not claiming that these wings are on growth hormones.
Oh my gosh. Accusation.
That's not a claim. Don't come at me. Okay, beer, we loved it. But it was one of the places, you know, you go to some places that have really giant honking wings. Some have smaller wings. That I think is you know, plays a role in how people think of them. Randy?
Yeah, I agree. The most intense wing was that garlic wing, I think. All tried that. That was a very intense garlic.
Let's do that one now.
Yeah.
All right.
Your thoughts, besides it being
intense? Did you say what you thought of the dry ones?
I love the dry ones, which is interesting because I don't think if I was by myself, I would never order dry rub wings, even though
they only had three flavors, which is kind of cool.
Right. Yeah. But there's a lot of places I've gone and dry rub are so good. I feel like it's more of a gamble than the other ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those were great. The garlic were super intense, but I still liked them. I thought they were really good wings.
I think they were missing something. I think that they had, I love garlic. I love cheese. I think it needed a little bit of like some sort of acid, like a squeeze of lemon or like a little bit of salt. Like it just was lacking. Dang. Yeah, it was lacking. It was like kind of one note. Like the garlic was great. Like it just needed acid and salt. That's all.
I didn't really notice the cheese that much. It's not that it's a much milder cheese, but it's like almost like slightly creamier. Like Parm's, I feel like it's a little sharper, tangier.
And it's saltier.
And for sure, this was in their defense, made with like fresh garlic, the way that lingered for in our mouths for a day. And I almost think jarlic works better for something like that because that's stored. It's almost like it's just tangier. It's been like pickled essentially, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not here to advocate for not using fresh ingredients, but like, yeah, I like my garlic parm, even a garlic parm at like a place like Murph's where I love all their wings. It's still, I prefer it mixed with buffalo sauce or a slight twist to it. Because when it's just the butter, like it's, I don't know, there's just not enough there. I agree. So it was very fresh, very fragrant garlic sauce. And I just like a little mixture of something else. I've gotten, a lot of places have started to just offer buffalo garlic parm as an option. And that to me is a way better option. The garlic, I could taste it the next day.
Yeah, it was definitely one of those wings with the garlic that you knew you had garlic parm wings for like hours afterwards, right?
Yeah.
So if you really like garlic and you like that type of taste, I think it was, you know, they were good. But if you like a little bit more of the complex flavor with the cheese, you know, it wasn't that.
Drowned the cheese out, or the cheese was too weak.
I'll be honest, I didn't know there was cheese on it. I thought they were just garlic wings.
What did you think all that white was? Garlic?
Garlic.
The way it tasted.
Tons of garlic. Yeah.
But maybe it was.
Cotija is kind of like a little bit of a milder cheese than a parm for sure.
It's almost like halfway between a parm and goat cheese or something. Like it's that softer white.
I think
again,
also,
disclaimer, we know nothing about food. This is just what our dumb heads
But I also think garlic parm, for me personally, I have had many garlic parm wings that are just like, eh. Like there have been just one or two places that have done them in a way that I was like, oh, that was really good. And I would agree with you, Andy, that like if you did a garlic parm like buffalo, I'm much more likely to like it. So I think the effort was there. I think the execution on that one wasn't there.
It was one of the more unique wings I've had in a long time. I'll say that. It stood out.
Absolutely.
I thought the consistency of the wing was really good. Like it was a good size. The chicken, like the how it was cooked, I thought that was really good.
See, when we got into the wings with sauces, I leaned a little away from the crispiness. I felt the crispiness a lot more in the dry rub. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just because I grabbed a couple random giant fat wings or that were lesser cooked or something.
Want to shift gears to the buffalo, the medium and the hot. So we didn't communicate
we'll talk about those together.
I kind of want to separate them and really get into the minutiae. We didn't communicate super well, so we ordered way too many wings because we didn't communicate super well. But what were your thoughts on the medium and the hot?
They were very greasy. It was not my favorite buffalo wings. I don't know. With wings, like sometimes when you end up with just you want to like dip the chicken wing in sauce maybe because you get a dry one. And if it's like an orangey sauce, you're getting like the flavor, but then sometimes it's just like that darker red grease. I felt like there was a lot of that. And so when I went to like dip a chicken wing, it would just come up and it was like super greasy. And I know you're eating chicken wings and they're very unhealthy to begin with, but it's like, I'm just dipping this in pure grease. It's not even worth it because I'm not getting the flavor. I don't think they were bad. They were just kind of fine buffalo wings to me.
So I'll be honest. I, you know, didn't take notes because I wasn't 100% sure I was going to be on the podcast. So
you weren't sure you were going to get invited?
Yeah. So I wrote some notes down today, but one of the things when I was trying to think of like the medium wings is they weren't memorable, I guess is what I would say. It was tough for me to come up with, you know, what did I really think about
hard
them?
To stand out when you had that garlic bomb.
Yes. When you know, when brain. You compare, you know, like the garlic ones were very memorable for one reason and the dry rubs were memorable for a different reason. The mediums just didn't stand out. And it just sort of seemed more like a standard medium wing you could get most places.
I kind of disagree with you guys.
While we were there, you said you liked it. I remember
that. I like them a lot. I like the medium a lot. So I grew up in Buffalo, and we used to go out and get wings at this place called McPartland's, which Andy knows. I went to school with one of the family members, one of the McPartland's, and...
Oh, Rob, you just dropped that name over there.
No big deal. This will never get back to them. Anyways, the medium sauce I wrote reminds me of McPartland's. So it was like a good classic, just... good buffalo medium sauce.
Yeah,
the I wrote
nostalgic for a lot of bad things too.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I said my notes for hot were awesome. Overall, great wing. So I really did enjoy their medium and their hot wings. It felt like a classic buffalo wing that you'd get in Buffalo. So I think, and I'm from Buffalo, so I think I would know that. Okay, so.
Okay, back off.
Yeah, don't come at me, okay? I've got some credentials here. I liked it a lot. I'm kind of with Randy on the idea of like not taking a risk on a dry rub. I would never order a dry rub if it wasn't for a podcast.
Well, I kind of like that. That's, I think what Doughboys does is they rotate their flavors and they'll put out like, hey, we just have these three at this time, so get them. And
I do like
that. I think what maybe they do here, I don't think garlic cotija is like permanent, you know? But I almost like it because sometimes we'll go to a place that has like 20 wings. And you're like, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, so to just have
three, you can grab them all. Randy, any thoughts on the buffaloes?
I'm with Nick. I actually don't remember them at all. So
very good. You're a great podcast.
We're the premier food podcast of Rochester.
One thing though, Rob, right? I didn't say that the medium or the hot were bad. It's just like I looked at them as sort of like a standard, you know, they were good. They weren't memorably bad, right? Obviously, like for any reason. But they also, compared to the others, they just didn't stand out from that standpoint.
Sure.
I think we said it with pizza. It's hard to have a actual bad pizza. It's hard to have like a bad tasting wing, but it's easy to have like a mediocre wing that you're probably not going
to
remember.
It's easy to figure out something that maybe drops it from an 8 to a 7, though. Like, oh, I didn't know this many pizzas had like onion powder as the main smell. I learned that when we were eating pizza. I was like, that's funny.
I think when we think about this place and we think about how we rate it, I think, so like, if you think about what you really visualize when you picture this brewery and bowling alley and, you know, for me, I think probably the top thing I would say to somebody is like, they have amazing food here and affordable bowling and they also serve beer. Like that's the order
review,
I would say.
Same review as Sager to me.
Yeah.
Like the wings are interesting. They're worth trying. They're not the best chicken wings. I also think when we look at chicken wings, we're looking for like, bar style, specific, like I'm looking for a traditional buffalo wing with the specific sauce that I like. It's kind of like when Carbone's beat Peels on Wheels in our pizza competition. I was like, I don't really know how that happened, having both of them in hindsight, but we were kind of just looking for like the best large pizza. And like, that was almost like too good for our competition. I'm not saying that about these wings or Sager, but they're just unique and they're different and they're more of a risk. I feel like you go to somewhere like Murph's or like, that's why Buffalo Wild Wings, so many of their wings are like sweet and stuff and they're just simple and easy.
Question I was going to say is, if you were to come back, so again, I would recommend this place.
For sure.
Because of their food. But like, if you were to go back, what would you order?
burger and fry. I've had their fried chicken sandwich. Those tenders are, that's just what their fried chicken sandwich is like. That's what I would probably go with.
Nick?
Maybe just order kids' chicken tenders.
They're so good. I absolutely would get those.
And that sauce.
Well, so I'll say I'm a little bit biased because if we're going out to dinner and there's chicken wings on the menu, that's what I'm ordering.
Look at this guy.
You probably got to go to this podcast.
So, but that's, I mean, so.
You might hear Nick on future episodes, just saying.
And not hear us.
Randy, what would you get if you went here?
Smoked brisket. It's on the menu. I was debating it anyways.
Well, it looked good.
We all went wings, so yeah. Smoked brisket.
Right. So do we want to get to our actual ratings?
Did you say what you would get?
The chicken tenders, they were one of the best.
You should get the chicken sandwich.
And the burger. I mean, I love a burger. So I'd probably get like a burger. And I'll say this. I don't like potatoes that much. I don't care about fries at all. I would absolutely get those fries. Because the dipping sauce, and the dipping sauce came with the chicken fingers. Like, that helped. Like, if you do end up getting the dry rub wings, get an extra dipping sauce. Because that was, it was kind of like they're almost like their own Big Mac sauce, but in a way sweeter, more interesting version. It was so good.
So I would if I went back there again, I'd definitely order wings with a side of those fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fries are awesome.
Yeah.
They're like super thin cut. So last time my system was I rated each wing an average, but I think, did you guys just give an overall wing score?
I did. Would you remind us what we gave at our previous place?
Oh, to form your opinion. Sager Stoneyard / Doughboys. I gave an 8.25. Rob gave a 7. Randy gave an 8 for an average of 7.75.
Okay.
I can go first because I have all my scores written down. Buffalo hot. A little greasy, not my fave style of buffalo wing sauce. Still a respectable 7.5. And then garlic cotija, very memorable, 7.75. And my favorite, the okay dry rub with the comeback sauce, 8.25. Averages out to 7.8, repeating 3. So I'm going to say 7.8.
Randy?
I'm going to abstain. I don't know. Am I allowed to do that?
You have to vote. Give it something.
Oh, man.
Do you want to go with Nick?
Why? Because you don't remember it well?
They weren't memorable, so it's hard for me.
You know you're on a podcast where we talk about food.
They tasted great.
And you have to rate it in the end.
I'm thinking 5, but I don't think a 5 is fair. Whoa!
That is not fair.
I don't think so either.
I think Randy's going to drive.
I'd say the garlic one, like the crispiness or, you know, everything about it was good. So I'll go 7.
7 is fine. That's what Rob gave the last place. He didn't love them.
Done. Nick? Whoa.
So Nick. I'd say the garlic, I'm gonna probably be closer to like a 6.5. And a lot of that is just, I like.
Well, then I'm going 6.
I like one with a little bit more than just strong garlic.
Yeah.
Right. But like other things, like the crispiness and everything was good. My favorite were the dry rub. I would probably do, so the dry rub without the sauce, I'd probably say it like a 7. But the sauce would bump it to like an 8 or an 8.5. That's how much I feel like.
So go,
you know,
8.25 plus 6.5. Plus your next score.
Or did you so the mediums, I would say I'd probably do like a 6.5.
All right.
Not trying to yuck your yum there, Rob. So
damn, you guys I'm going to, well,
hold on. Let me,
that's a 7.
Let
seven
me set a personal
nine
baseline because this might make sense. Unless it's bad, I think my lowest I'll go is a 7. Because wings are so good. And I'm with you, Nick. I love wings.
Rob just said you guys are brutal. He gave the same score to the last restaurant that you guys just gave this place. You used to say you were brutal about Stoneyard?
Yeah, I think this place was much better than Stoneyard. And listen, I like Stoneyard a lot. I think that...
You had a far lower grade there than us do, and now we have a far higher grade. So it's just a style thing, maybe.
I think you guys just don't know how to rate.
Maybe you had... something like that. Were you feeling okay? Maybe you had strep throat.
Oh boy.
Great callback.
That
was not very good.
If you when we gotta as get the drums as, up so it goes.
As far as extremely shoehorned jokes go, it was pretty funny.
Randy, I think it's very unlikely that you're going to fit a rim shot in after that joke if you're cutting off entire awesome gym stories.
Well, I'll definitely put that in.
Rob, what did you think of the wings?
10. Perfect 10.
Brutally supportive.
No, I would say 8.25. I think they're really strong. I don't love the giant wings. I think that the garlic was... I do think that needed something, but I think that the medium and the hot wings were excellent. I thought the dry rub dipped into that sauce was incredible. Like, The sauce, again, the sauce made those wings. Yeah. But I do think that they were really strong. I think they were, up until now in the competition, the best wings we've had. So, again.
Well, you loved that buffalo one. You know?
Loved it. Yeah.
It's McPartland's-esque.
So we had, we're going to bring this up on the next step. We have a super fan who brought up a couple issues, and one of them was blue cheese. Are we dipping them into blue cheese when we rate this or not? That was a huge question.
I'm rating based on pretty much without blue cheese.
Non-blue cheese.
If blue cheese blows me away, I'll talk about it.
I'm not really a blue cheese dipper. Although in this competition, I've done it to sort of try it. I don't rate it at all according to blue cheese.
No. As an upstate New York person, he said, we should all love blue cheese. Is that true or false? Nick?
Love blue cheese. Not on the chicken wings.
Okay. You hate blue cheese.
I don't hate it. I'll eat it. I'm kind of indifferent towards it. Like, if it went away, I wouldn't care, but I'll have it sometimes.
I the only time I eat blue cheese is on wings, unless, like, it's the only dressing available for a salad at, like, a banquet or something, you know, then I would eat it. Pat, I believe it is, who's giving us the feedback.
Yes.
We can speak to it. He's a big Bills fan, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole blue cheese ranch thing has become so far into a social media meme thing that it's become almost meaningless. I don't know. It's like the culture test for the rookies, and it's the this, and it's basically just become an internet meme, I think, at this point. I don't like ranch. I like ranch less than I like blue cheese as a salad dressing, so I would never eat it with wings. I didn't grow up with it, but I don't know. It's eat what you like. I don't know.
It's not like bread.
I don't know anybody
with a garbage plate
that
right?
eats.
Oh, that's, I mean, that's serious.
Necessary.
You need bread with a garbage plate. Yeah.
I can't wait to get into Pat's other takes.
I think, but overall, we're not including the blue cheese or quality of blue cheese in any of this, right?
Okay. No, that's not part of this.
So I would probably rate these wings as like a 6, I think, overall.
You already rated them a 7.
But
so
Nick,
how do you want to adjust the score?
So I think, yeah, Randy, he gave your rating already.
Opened up the door. Okay.
Calculated the average.
All right.
Okay. Let's
you want to make it a 6.5?
No, it's fine.
Let's regroup this. So, Flavortown.
We've got Wait. Do
so
we have
seven,
an average of wings? Are we done?
7.54, slightly behind the 7.75 at Sager Stoneyard.
Okay, so second place.
Next week, or next time we drop an episode, which is always a mystery, maybe 2 weeks, we're going to do Murph's, which is a place that's near and dear to our hearts. We'll discuss that next
Now, if I went experience, I would go like high 9s for experience.
I would like to say overall, this place is almost a 10 for hanging out with families, kids, solo, whatever. Any other thoughts on that? Just overall loving
I'm just
it.
So angry. I don't even know what to say.
that it got 0.2 less than the other place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can feel that, okay?
This place, Randy, what are you going to say?
I feel like you're about to say something. Well, I think I made a noise. I think
he did make a noise.
I want Nick to know Rob's entire house is made of wood. Everything you touch is wood. So it's just going to creak.
I carved every surface in this home.
The fact that with this straight blade razor.
Sorry.
It's like the fact that you hear just as much creaking as you do is actually a testament to us because everything is creaky.
We sit here as motionless as we can and try not to creak on stuff. So Serenity's brought us to Flavortown. Is this going to be like a blind?
It's blind.
Or can we see it?
Oh, definitely blind.
All right, we're closing our eyes.
So we're all closing our eyes.
Wait, can I practice it real quick?
Can you talk into your microphone to preface it? Because I don't think anyone can hear when you're just talking into a room.
I saw... never mind. Actually, you guys just...
All right, so we're going to eat this, and you want us to try and guess what it is?
Same time, though, so don't eat it yet.
Okay, well, I saw what it was because my eyes were open briefly.
Rob.
Well,
that's in you.
Randy is handing us things.
Hold on.
Well, you already know what it is, Rob, so please don't bring
it. I sort of know what it is.
Creek.
Guys. Okay, Randy's walking around the room. Our eyes are closed.
This is unwrapped, whatever this is?
No way. You have to
Should we start eating it or no?
Wait.
I can feel.
All right, you'll probably know what.
It's some sort of Reese cup, right?
Yeah, because you can
it feel is. It. I saw that. Okay. It
smells like a normal one.
I'm so excited for this. Way I've been waiting weeks to try this.
Like weed?
It smells like peanut butter.
Or is that cookie or something in it? It tastes like a Reese cup. Tastes like a Reese cup with like a.
It's like sugar cookie wafer.
It would be the greatest prank if I just gave you guys.
And you just kept you kept telling us no, and that's not what it is.
Reese's cup. It is. It's partially Reese's cup.
Yeah.
What's the other part?
Oreo.
Yep.
Cookies and cream.
Oreo.
Okay.
Oh, those are really good.
Yeah. It is the new Reese's Oreo that you've seen on TV.
Like a white chocolate cream on top. It's so funny because Flavortown is either delicious or terrible. Mm-hmm. This is delicious.
It's really good.
So brand new. What do we think? I taste the Reese's. I don't taste the Oreo very much.
I think it's one of those things where when you know what it is when you're eating it, your mind fills in the blanks. You're like, okay, that's definitely an Oreo. But like if you're eating it blind, you're like, it kind of tastes like a peanut butter
it's
cup.
It's 92% Reese cup. Mm-hmm.
With like more texture.
I like the crunch.
Yeah, as I say, the crunch is the only part that you really notice is the Oreo.
Yeah. Like,
otherwise, it doesn't have Oreo flavoring too much.
But still, not bad.
No, much better than 92% past flavor
of the
Reese
cup is pretty good. It's no Cheerwine or whatever that was.
Hold on, the Cheerwine was delicious. Okay. Like I drank that the whole time I was recovering from my sinus surgery.
Cut this, Randy.
The look on Andy's face is, I shouldn't have brought that up.
The Cheerwine was pretty good.
He's got to let him have this. He's mad about the wings.
Guess what? I got a weird flavor town for the next episode, right, boys. So guess what? You won't like it as much.
So, Nick, what'd you think? First guest appearance. How do you feel about it?
Good. This was fun. I really enjoyed it.
We got to have you back because I like... Like every time I go to dinner, if wings are on the menu, I get it. I love it. Yeah.
You like wings way more than we do. Yeah. I mean,
Nick, real quick, you said so you went with your top wing, you told us, right?
Barbell.
Yep.
Great list.
Two others you got.
Any other places you think we should try in the Rochester area?
I don't know that I have any new ones to add to your list.
Like Jeremiah's and the classics.
Right. I can't say.
Yeah.
There's one that I've been meaning to go to that I haven't, which is almost like sacrilege if you're a wing person. I have not been to Windjammers. Right. So that's like
I went to Windjammers for my first time because we tried to go one time.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And we got locked out.
But
we tried to go a second time this summer and they were on closed for vacation. So Rob, Pat, and I went one day when we were
it went like
end of summer.
Twice in 2 days or something.
We went with Rob. He's like, "This is the third day in a row I've had Windjammers." We're like, "What?" He goes, "I went 2 days ago, and then I had all the leftovers because the people were from out of town."
I would say it's not good for your physical health to do something like that, and I would never do that again. But honestly, like next time we go there, you're invited, Nick.
Yeah, it's
awesome. We have to do it for the pod.
Oh, it's a Rochester hotspot. Yeah.
Should we do a speed round of a peeve or a plug real quick, just because it's part of what we do?
Yeah.
I'm just going to give a little shout out, a little plug to the Underpass, which is in Fairport. It used to be the Baird Road Pub. It used to be called Margaritas. It used to maybe be called other things. It's right at where Baird Road runs into 31F. There's a little overpass of the train tracks. Since it became the Underpass, they have... It looks way better. It's much nicer. They developed a little outdoor seating area, which has like fire pits going all the time. And even though it's right next to that busy road and tunnel, it's still a good place to hang out. Christy and I went there after Meet the Teacher night at our school just because we had her mom watching the kids. We're like, we're just going to get a drink. So we hung out there. It was super fun. And the food's good. And speaking of wings, I went up to get us a drink. and there was two guys right there, and the waitress delivered them this huge plate of wings. They smelled incredible. So I was like,
gonna add it?
I smelled it, and I go, guys, I was like, those wings smell really good. And the guy starts like wafting them towards me. He was like super, super funny. And then like he chit-chatted with me and stuff. And we saw them later when we signed out, and they just had a plate full of wing bones, and they're like, they were really good. So we didn't have to go there, but you know, they did smell good. All right, sweet. That's my plug, the underpass.
Randy, plug, Peeves, anything?
I think you're up, Rob.
Okay, actually. I will give a
Peeve. Are you plugging Europe or
I have no plug, but I have a peeve. One of our classic bad driving situations, I guess connected to Randy's story earlier. I was in a two-lane road getting off of 104, and I was going to continue
two-lane road. It took me that long. That's good.
I was going to continue going straight, and there was a left turn lane to my left. And so we're at a red light, and the guy to my left, who's going to turn left, just decides to take a left on red. And
were you driving a garbage truck?
I was driving a garbage truck. This guy cut me off, total jerk. And I, so
what's
so
an funny. Ad jerk?
It's ad jerk. It's
okay. You meant to say adjunct.
Okay, adjunct. Totally.
Just
adjunct.
Do one of your really precise cuts on that one, Randy.
What are those adjunct garbage truck drivers?
Yeah, part time. Only drives once a week.
So as he's going, I start like waving my arm in like shock, like what the heck are you doing? And the guy that was behind him pulls up right next to me and looks at me and goes, like basically just mimes like, what was that guy doing? And I like look at him like, I know. And we just keep like doing this like conversation. We're both like flailing arms like, what was this guy? Like it was just a very funny situation. Oh, but the best part was right before I start to go straight, the light turns green. I start to drive. I'm halfway through the intersection. A car cuts me off, taking a right-hand turn directly in front of me. And I almost hit him like as I was going through the intersection. I'm like, this is like back-to-back insanely terrible driving. Like it was some of the worst I've ever seen.
It's probably that lady who yelled at me. People are crazy, man.
It probably is. So that's
I actually had honked twice at two different situations today. That's how crazy it is, right?
Yeah, that is crazy. Okay, Randy, Peeves, plugs.
I was going to go with Nick, our guest.
What a guy. You're really struggling to find
him. Randy definitely has not been taking notes this week.
All right, so I'm going to throw back to last episode.
Right? Yes,
so
you guys, I'm going to throw back to Rob. Rob's got to have more Peeves.
No, so you guys were talking about shows, and one, I agree, Veep is a fantastic show. One that's adjacent to it that I rewatch every once in a while when I travel is Silicon Valley.
Oh, that's a great show.
And that one is, you know, one of the classics that I have up there. So a plug for that one. A Peeve. Again, based off throwback, in one of Rob's gym stories is, so there is regular gyms, and then there is, again, I travel a little bit for work, hotel gyms.
Oh, yeah.
And the gym etiquette in a hotel gym, it'll drive you mad. But, yeah, it's, you know, these are part-timers that aren't going to the gym on a regular basis, like me, you know, in a hotel gym. So it's...
Do you have any good stories or any bad etiquette?
I mean, it's as much.
They
as
leave the weights on the machine.
A lot of times, there's just missing weights, right? Like it'll just skip weights, and you just have no idea where they are. You know, people not wiping down machines. You know, it's just
total mess.
Yeah. So
I feel like that would be worse than where I go, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think if you just start staying at hotels, it might be cheaper than joining a gym?
I was thinking about that.
Get like a long-term extended stay.
Mm-hmm. All right. You guys are all looking at me. So we're going to go Peeve.
We all went.
Yeah, we did what we were supposed to do.
But only go if you're okay, Randy. I don't want to bully you.
We want a Laurel on us.
We're going to, well, now I got a Peeve. All right. We're going to go Peeve or plug. What do you guys want? New segment? You choose.
Peeve.
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 Okay.
Truck driver.
I only had a plug.
I did only have
okay.
a plug.
I mean, plug. Just do whatever you want.
Plug. Mama G's. So good. Have you guys ever been there?
No.
Henrietta. It's in an old Ponderosa, I think.
Okay.
It's an old Friendly's, actually. And they didn't redo anything on the outside. So it still looks like a Friendly's. They actually put... like gray paint over the windows of it, so you can't even see in. But the paint so old it cracked. So it looks essentially like it's closed and dilapidated and decrepit and whatever. And you go in and you expect like, okay, the outside's bad, the inside's nice. Still looks like a Friendly's. You sit down. The food is not expensive. It's completely Italian food. Delicious. Like some of the best Italian I've ever had. Every pasta is homemade.
You're part Italian, aren't you, Randy?
I'm full Italian. Every pasta is homemade.
You're missing the perplexed looks on the podcast.
Chicken parm. So full chicken parm, which lasted me 3 days with leftovers. $20. No, $19 with salad and bread.
How did you get here if it looks so crazy? You heard about it?
Did somebody break into an abandoned Friendly's and just start a fake restaurant?
Shout out to Superfan, my dad, who has been multiple times.
Has he ever listened to the podcast?
What's funny? No, never. Okay. He doesn't even know I do it. We went for his partner's birthday 2 weeks before, and first time there, we loved it. And then like 3 days later, he's like, hey, why don't we just go for my birthday, which was a week later. I was like, all right, let's do it. I'll tell you guys about the waiter after. The waiter's like, yeah, it is a very old man move. It's the type of place where the dessert, if they bring around this giant tray with their homemade dessert, it's like old school Italian with, they're all homemade. And if you don't get it,
this place.
What I am visualizing is definitely not at all what it actually is, because I'm visualizing a crazy place.
Friendly's, but Italian.
I'm picturing like a abandoned restaurant. Like
it does feel very abandoned.
Okay, I'm picturing the right thing.
But they bring around the tray with the. I'd never seen this before. Nick, you've seen this?
I've seen this, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they have like all the desserts that are homemade that day. But because when you go late, most of them are gone. So it's like first come, first serve. So of course, my dad's girlfriend, as soon as we get there, she's like, I need that dessert that you guys had last time. He's like, oh, I'll go check. And comes back. He's like, all right, we got one left. She's like, put that away for me. I'm like, you could ask a little nicer, but that's fine. and they do have other desserts. It's so good, so cheap comparatively.
Mama G's.
I might check it out for my birthday. It's coming up soon.
Do they serve wings?
No.
If we
I had to think about it.
They roll out a cart full of wings. Oh, it's like, put that aside
the
for me.
The dessert wings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good. That's
Rob,
a good
you
point.
Should make us all go. That would be so fun.
I'm in. Let's do it.
How can I say no to a friend's birthday request?
You can't.
The chicken parm is enormous on pasta. It really did last me 3 days. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
You just keep saying it's big.
Yeah. It's big
and good.
It sucks. Okay. Great episode, guys.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll have to have you back for sure.
Absolutely. So, thank you, listeners. You know, keep eating, talking trash, and following the driving rules out there, guys.
That's how we're ending it?
Yeah, we're doing a callback.
That was on an inflection. You can't end it on an inflection.